Malcolm Arnold never disappoints. That was his English Dance No. 5, with Malcolm Arnold himself directing the Philharmonia Orchestra. And this is Kansas Public Radio. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Good morning. It's about 9 minutes into our 9 o'clock day, on a sunnier day at least than yesterday. It's about 21 degrees in Lawrence right now. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence, Kansas. Offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. After we hear a Haydn quartet, we'll hear a couple of pieces by John Rutter, and we'll chat for a few minutes with Dr. Wolfgang Reisinger, a new visiting professor of choral music and organ music at KU, and graduate student Max Linares. So looking forward to that. We'll hear Rutter's Gloria and the Shepherd's Pipe Carol. But first, here's that Haydn string quartet. It's in B-flat from Opus 1, the Kodály Quartet on KPR. Franz Joseph Haydn, an early string quartet in B-flat, the fifth one in the Opus 1 set, with the Kodály Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Do you love public radio but hate the thought of selling your old car, truck, or motorcycle? Donate that vehicle to KPR. It'll be picked up, and proceeds from its sale will fund our music. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org. And also, a big thank you. Support for today's programming on Kansas Public Radio comes from Jackie Lambert of Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you, Jackie, for supporting your public radio station. And happy birthday from everyone here at Kansas Public Radio. You'll be able to hear that piece done live by a KU staff group, this Saturday evening at 7, December 6th, at the St. Lawrence Catholic Center. That's just across 15th Street from campus. It's near 15th and Engle Road. I think the address is actually Crescent in Lawrence. And I was curious about this concert, so I invited a couple of their conductors up to tell us a little bit more about this group and about this free concert that we'd love it if you came to. We have guest conductor Max Linares, who's a graduate student in the church and organ music department at KU. And a special welcome to Dr. Wolfgang Reisinger, who's a visiting professor. He's from Austria, and he's here for at least the full year after Dr. Bauer, and KU Music Department, Church and Organ, is learning so much about good music making. So welcome, Wolfgang and Max.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you came up to talk about it. Now, Dr. Reisinger, well, first of all, welcome to KU. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
And I was looking at your biography, and you have done so much in Austria. You started teaching in Upper Austria and became professor at the Conservatory of Sacred Music in Vienna in 1990, teaching organ, improvisation, harmony, organ building and design, liturgical organ playing, and the history of sacred music. You're a guest professor at the University of Music in Vienna, and you taught hymnology and figured bass at the University of Music in Graz, Austria. And you were here at KU maybe a few decades ago. No, 2000s.
Well, almost a quarter of a century ago. Yeah. This is where I got my first doctorate.
Yes. So you said you did your audition at which instrument in Lawrence?
My first audition was actually at the St. Lawrence Center, where I eventually got the job as director of music and was able to stay a little over 2 years. But then I also realized quickly that I could get a doctorate at KU at the same time, and that way I got to know the wonderful instrument we have at Bales.
Now, Max Linares, can you tell us a little bit about this group, the Bales Choral Society?
Sure. So this is the second year of the Bales Choral Society, and it's a KU faculty, staff, and student choir. So before last year, we had the Bales Chorale, which was just a small ensemble made of organists, which is how our conducting students sort of got practice. But then last year, Dr. Bauer came up with the idea to make a group of KU faculty and staff for our students to sort of work with. So that's sort of how this group came about, and it's just continued to grow.
So you're an organist and a singer.
Yes, I am.
And what will you be directing in this concert on Saturday?
I'll be directing the second movement of the Rhetoric Gloria. So I've been working on, like, conducting it with Dr. Reisinger and the ensemble.
So the second movement, and we're going to hear this next on Kansas Public Radio, all three movements, the whole thing of the Gloria, which you can hear live on Saturday. What should we listen for in that second movement? Is it like a typical, say, Vivaldi concerto where it's slower?
Sure. So the second movement provides a really, really nice contrast to the outer movements. It's much more lyrical, much more slow, because it's setting a much more contemplative part of the text of the Gloria. So it's, I think, really one of the more intense movements, because there's a really, really gradual build, and then suddenly we cut off and it's a cappella pretty much to the end of the piece. So I think it's a really interesting contrast between the outer movements, which are pretty jubilant and in your face.
So had you ever performed this before, or is the Gloria a new piece for you?
It's a completely new piece for me. I'd never heard it before I started working on it.
How did you prepare to conduct? Is it true that conductors often use mirrors or recordings of themselves to make sure they're doing it right?
Yes, I practice in front of a mirror. I practice entirely in front of a mirror. So I just spend a lot of time sort of thinking through the movements and how I can show the messages that are in the music to the choir through how I'm moving my hands.
Well, Dr. Reisinger, you've worked with some of the best choirs in the world. Were you apprehensive about, a faculty, staff, student choir? Well, are these people singing for the first time, or how experienced are they? I mean, that at first sound of it, it sounds a little amateur.
Maybe at first, but I quickly realized this is a wonderful opportunity. And having 60 people coming together for the sake of music, because it's music that brings us together, it doesn't exclude the possibility of raising the bar every single week. And this is what I find enticing, because it's not just an amateur group. I mean, we could play chess together or bowling or whatever. No, it's we're coming here for the music, and I think we were really able to raise the bar for ourselves during the first months of working together musically.
So the choir, these are people who have sung before. They have all been in choir.
I think so, yeah.
And it's a big cross-section of the faculty. The students are all music majors, but
they are all music majors, but the rest of the choir comes from all corners of the university. And I think this is a fascinating thing, and I think we're doing so much for the community here. And this is something that doesn't cease to fascinate me, because we gather every Monday night to work on music, despite the fact that I know when I see people coming in, they probably have a long and tiresome day. But music is still tempting enough to conclude the day with a long rehearsal, and I hope we can deliver the result that we all strive for.
So Bales Choral Society, that sounds like, well, in England they have choral societies. Do they have that kind of thing in Vienna where there's somewhat of a social aspect to it?
There are choirs that kind of feature the social aspect. However, the idea of bringing people together throughout an entire university, I think this is a rather unique idea.
So you're directing the third movement of the Rhetoric Gloria, and Corey Reams, also a grad student, he'll be conducting the first movement. Max II. So is this, it's kind of unusual to divide the movements with conductors, but seems like the choir must be used to it. It sounds like it'll be smooth going through that. Since we're about to hear it, Dr. Reisinger, what should we listen for in the Rudder Gloria?
The Rudder Gloria is created like a small symphony with fast outer movements and a very introspective middle movement. The Gloria features the text the angels originally sang in Bethlehem. That's why we think it's perfectly fitting for Christmas. And the last section, especially the brass and the percussionists are kind of the centerpiece of the movement. It's an exuberant, joyful movement that just blows your mind. And it's the first time for me conducting this piece. And especially the final movement is so intense. It's also a very difficult movement because it's the fastest movement, features a lot of text. The Gloria is kind of the second part of the ordinary of the Mass, but Rudder did not go for the entire Mass. He focused on the Gloria as an independent movement, like people like Vivaldi or Poulenc before him. So I think the combination of eight brass players, organ, and two percussionists is something that creates this joyful, exuberant conclusion of the text of the Gloria that couldn't have been made better.
Is it an exciting piece?
For me, it's both enticing and exciting. Yeah, and I can see that spark the music creates is contagious, and the choir just ate it up.
So it sounds like a very uplifting concert. We'll have the Shepherd's Pipe Carol, the Rudder Gloria. And can you tell us just a little bit about It Was a Sunday?
G.R. Speak, the composer, is a member of our choir. And what I first didn't know, he is also a composer of choral music. So a few weeks ago, actually, almost 2 months ago, he sent me one of his choral compositions and wanted me to have a look at that. And I was fascinated with his artistry and his compositional skills, and I thought this might be a perfect fit because I needed one more piece, a more introspective piece, to be paired with the more exuberant music of John Rudder. And the words only consist of one single sentence. It was a Sunday. And we're singing it on a Saturday night, so I first suggested, jokingly, if we could rename it, it'll be a Sunday. But he didn't fall for that. So it's mostly a vocalese, where that single sentence resurfaces in all parts of the choir.
Sounds very ethereal. Sounds very wafting.
Which it is.
And I also want to mention before we hear the Gloria that next semester you'll be teaching the choir the Mozart Requiem. That'll be a treat. So I hope you come back to KPR next semester and tell us about that.
A greeting from my homeland.
Yes, it is. All right, then. Anything else you want to mention about the concert?
A warm welcome to our listeners. Concert will be on Saturday, December 6th at 7 at the St. Lawrence Center. We will be happy to see many of you joining us for this occasion.
All right. Thanks for coming over. Okay, let's hear the John Rudder Gloria and John Rudder's directing, so this is how he wants it to sound. Also with the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble and the Cambridge Singers on KPR. imagine hearing that live, the excitement of that with the brass and the organ and the singers. You can do it. There's a free performance of it this Saturday, just off the KU campus at the St. Lawrence Catholic Center. And guest conductors will be Corey Reams, Max Linares, and Dr. Wolfgang Reisinger is the director of the chorus. He's a visiting professor of organ and church music from Vienna, Austria. So that's the Bales Choral Society singing that Saturday, December 6th, 7 p.m. It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence. KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City. KANQ, Chanute. Join us in the noon hour for Vivaldi's Winter Concerto from the Four Seasons. For guitar and orchestra, Rodrigo's Fantasia for a Gentleman. Plus a little Christmas music for solo harp. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff Watson on KPR. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for the next couple hours. Stay tuned in just a moment. In fact, 3 minutes. We'll have the Dance of the Comedians from The Bartered Bride at Schmetten in just a few minutes, right here on KPR.
Storm warnings or winter weather advisories. There are winter storm warnings posted throughout New England. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Procter & Gamble, maker of ZQuil, with a range of products designed to relieve occasional sleeplessness to help people fall asleep. Learn more at ZQuil.com. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. That's from The Bartered Bride, Schmetana, Dance of the Comedians, Jeffrey Simon and the London Symphony Orchestra. Mozart Piano Concertos next, some wassailing music, and a Bach Trio. Many of us spent the last few days chasing holiday deals. Well, today is Giving Tuesday. It's a time to focus on community. KPR brings you the beauty and depth of classical music every day. But here's the reality. Federal funding is gone forever. That means this service depends almost entirely on listeners like you. Your gift keeps classical music alive. Join your neighbors who believe this music matters. Start your monthly gift of even $15 a month now at kansaspublicradio.org. When you do, you can claim a custom KPR ornament. Well, here's Mozart now. It's the 21st Piano Concerto with John O'Connor at the piano and the Scottish Chamber Orchestra on KPR. That was Mozart, the 21st Piano Concerto, Sir Charles McCarris, the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, John O'Connor at the piano. We'll hear the Waverly Consort next with some music about wassailing, and then a Bach Trio Sonata. Today is the first day of our quiet drive here at KPR, and we're off to a great start so far. We've raised about $2,000, a little bit over. Here's a little bit about it, and I have a few people to thank. Okay, during Morning Edition, we started this. It also coincides with Giving Tuesday. The Winter Drive Challenge was $40,000 of matching funds from the Harrison Family Fund of the Douglas County Community Foundation, and their matching pledges of any amount right now. And there's $37,165 left. So if you give at the $240 level a year, then we get twice that because it'll be matched. And so far, we've raised $2,835 of those magical, matchable dollars. 14 people have given. So thank you so much, the people we've heard from during classical. A big thanks to Michael Miller of Manhattan, Kansas. Thank you, Michael. Melva Hargett of Shawnee Mission, Kansas. Thank you so much, Melva. And Roxy Tate, wow, from Sugar Land, Texas. Thank you so much. And Roxy has a note. We'd love to hear your note. But Roxy says, we live in the Houston area and support Houston Public Radio. When we visit family in Kansas, we seek out KPR for national news and entertainment. We want to support KPR so that Kansans continue to have access to all it has to offer. That's a wonderful thought, Roxy. Thank you so very much. And Michael Moore of Hutchinson, Kansas, thank you very much. And there are other people who donated during Morning Edition. It all really matters. Every dollar matters. Here at KPR, where it looks like we're about 99.5% supported by you. Let's hear some music now by the Waverly Consort for the holiday season on KPR. Some fun music for the holiday season. The Waverly Consort with the Wassail Suite. Some other holiday pieces or winter pieces. Coming up, have you ever heard Forrest Covington's A Winter's Poem for Orchestra? Hear that at about a quarter till noon this morning on KPR. And to contrast with that cold-sounding music about the beauty of winter, we'll have Nights in the Garden of Spain by Manuel de Falla, something humid, warm, like walking into a greenhouse. The classical fireplace is roaring this morning at Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music here comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. And also, a big thank you to Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas, for keeping classical music on the air. Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas has the Peasley Promise, offering debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise. Here's some Bach chamber music now on KPR. It's the fourth trio sonata. Oboe, viola, keyboard, and cello. J.S. Bach, Trio Sonata No. 4.
Hi, it's Destiny.
Thank you, Destiny. It's 11 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown with you for another hour. Jeff Watson comes on at noon. We have a newscast coming up, and support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from Theater Lawrence, presenting Irving Berlin's White Christmas, showing December 5th through December 21st. More details at theaterlawrence.com. And the Topeka Symphony, presenting the Snowman Concert Wednesday, December 17th, featuring the animated film The Snowman and holiday favorites brought to life by the symphony playing for you. More information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. News is next. Next, we're KANU, KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lax.
This could prevent either party from getting a majority.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. Fisher's dedicated team of specialists provide resources on investing, retirement income, estate planning, and more. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. It's 11:04. This is KPR. That's a local group called The Wires, violin and cello, with Sasha Groshang and Laura Morgan Parks. That was Mel Torme's big song, the Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting. Well, later on we'll have A Winter's Poem for orchestra on this cold day, but next we're going to walk into a greenhouse. That's what it's going to feel like, nights in the Garden of Spain, so we can imagine that. But first let's take a peek at the forecast. Looks like, okay, it's 24 degrees in Lawrence now. Today should be sunny and just above freezing with 33. Tonight's low about like it is now, 25. Tomorrow, few clouds, but a high of 37. It'll be windier tomorrow. Wednesday night, 7 for a low. And Thursday, sunny with a high of 24. Let's check further on in the forecast, see if there's any relief from this. Well, Friday's supposed to be sunny and almost 40 degrees. Ditto for Saturday. The Sunday will be a little bit colder with a high of 33. All right, let's forget all that and let's luxuriate with nights in the Garden of Spain. It's Manuel de Falla on KPR. There's some warm, humid music from Nights in the Garden of Spain by Manuel de Falla. That was Daniel Barenboim, the Orchestra of Paris, and Marta Argerich playing the piano part. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. I have an update for you. Now, see, you like this kind of fun drive because it's a quiet drive. We don't spend too much time talking about it, really just thanking people and reminding people. Today is Giving Tuesday, and we had a $40,000 challenge, which just means that some nice people and organizations in Lawrence said, here's $40,000. We'll give it to you if you raise $40,000, which is more important now since we're almost entirely funded by you, the music lover. All right, here's the update. An anonymous donor from Manhattan, Kansas deserves thanks. And so far, we've had 15 donations today to keep classical music warm and roaring here on KPR. So we've raised about $3,000, but there's still about $36,000 left. So come to kansaspublicradio.org. Make your donation now, and I'd love to read your name on the air, any thoughts that you have about classical music or KPR, just anything on your mind. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, with you for the rest of the hour. Jeff Watson's going to come in at noon. Vivaldi's Winter Concerto from the Four Seasons for guitar and orchestra, Rodrigo's Fantasia for a Gentleman, plus a little Christmas music for solo harp. Classical music from noon to three with Jeff. And in fact, next we have two pieces for harp, a dance oriental and a toccata with Elizabeth Chardonnay. This is music by Aram Khachaturian for harp on KPR. Elizabeth Chardonnay, harpist. Two pieces for harp, Oriental Dance and Toccata by Khachaturian here on KPR. It's about 17 minutes before 12 noon. I want to give a big shout out to Sean Harding. Do you know Sean Harding? Well, maybe you do if you work at KU or live in Lawrence, but we have developed a nice relationship with Sean Harding. He works for KU's Facilities and Operations. And we used to have to pay a contractor out-of-station money to come to the parking lot and shovel the snow with the machine so we could get into the parking lot and come to work. But Sean Harding has made everything so easy for us with no extra cost. He is the one who makes sure that the Kansas Public Radio and the audio reader driveway, since we share a building and parking lot, get cleared of snow. So, just an informal on-air shout-out for Sean Harding, the director of facility services at KU and his crew. So thank you very much. And if you know Sean Harding, give him a big thanks. Jeff Watson has more music in the afternoon. I think he's got something from the Four Seasons coming up. And also, support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Wichita State University. Announcing President Rick Mumma's book, Student-Centered, Innovation-Driven, spans the transformation from audacious vision to current reality. More information at wichita.edu/book. Well, here's a perfect piece for today by Forrest Covington on KPR. For orchestra, it's called A Winter's Poem. Mysterious music by Forrest Covington. All I could find out about him was that he had taught music at a charter school in Chapel Hill, North Carolina for a while, and writes music. That was Forrest Covington's A Winter's Poem for Orchestra with the Filarmonia Bulgarica on KPR.
Hi, it's Matthew Algio, KPR.org. Don't wait. Your support today secures tomorrow's news.
Thank you, Matthew Algio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Have a great afternoon. Stay cozy and warm. Jeff Watson's got some more great music coming up. He's got a Brandenburg, it looks like, and a 1982 suite for flute and piano, Percy Grainger, all kinds of classical treats coming up. Oh, and Vivaldi's Winter. We're KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center, with gift certificates available for upcoming events, including Peppa Pig, my first concert, plus Broadway shows of Kinky Boots and Chicago the Musical. Details are at lead.ku.edu. It's KPR.
Live from NPR.